USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Supreme Court says the count can be stopped. The emergency decision allows the Trump administration to wind down field operations for the 2020 census, temporarily halting a lower court's ruling that the counts should continue. The count was originally scheduled to conclude at the end of September, but that deadline was extended to the end of October because of the pandemic. Tuesday's decision allows the administration to end the count while the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals considers the matter. According to new data, COVID-19 cases are on the rise in the United States. A new report from the COVID Tracking Project says COVID cases rose by 11% last week, with Midwestern states seeing the biggest rises. At least 29 states have seen cases increasing for at least the last 2 weeks. Deaths, however, have fallen 3% from a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will force a vote on a targeted coronavirus relief bill next week. In a statement Tuesday, McConnell said the bill would authorize up to $500 billion in aid and would be focused on schools, hospitals, and a new round of funding for the Paycheck Protection Program. McConnell says this also gives the Senate time to confirm Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett while providing aid for American workers before the election. One of the biggest sports stars in the world has tested positive for coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
Cristiano Ronaldo has tested positive for coronavirus, the Portuguese Football Federation said in a statement Tuesday. They say he's well, without symptoms, and in isolation. The 35-year-old forward played for Portugal against France in the Nations League on Sunday and against Spain in a friendly last week, and will now miss his country's next Nations League fixture against Sweden, which is set for Wednesday. The Portuguese Football Federation said all other players so far have returned a negative test as of Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett has faced a litany of questions during the second day of her Supreme Court nomination hearing. She's been asked about a number of topics, including health care, which several Democratic senators have focused on. When asked about her criticism of Chief Justice John Roberts over his deciding vote to uphold the Affordable Care Act, she told Delaware Senator Chris Coons that her criticism was from an academic standpoint and that she's not out to destroy the ACA.
I'm standing before the committee today saying that I have the integrity to act consistently with my oath and apply the law as the law, to approach the ACA and every other statute without bias, and I have not made any commitments or deals or anything like that. I'm not here on a mission to destroy the Affordable Care Act. I'm just here to apply the law and adhere to the rule of law.
When pressed by Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California about President Trump's July tweet on delaying the election, Barrett said she would thoughtfully consider the case should it come before her.
If that question ever came before me, I would need to hear arguments from the litigants and read briefs and consult with my law clerks and talk to my colleagues and go through the opinion writing process. So, you know, if I give off-the-cuff answers, then I would be basically a legal pundit. And I don't think we want judges to be legal pundits. I think we want judges to approach cases thoughtfully and with an open mind.
Barrett will face two more days of questioning before the Senate Judiciary Committee before facing a final vote in the Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.